It has not changed. He has given us a more perfect and complete way. Because the Levites could stand there every year ministering to the same sins. And now whom the Son makes free, He's free indeed. You don't have to sin. You don't have to disobey Yahweh. You don't have to transgress. We are free. And we say to the enemy of hell that charges us before Yah, what is the charge? What is the accusation? For there is no validity to that, Yah. My hands are lifted unto you. If there be any sin and vile thing in me, judge me, my Abba. I want the truth. I don't want something passive. I want Yah to speak unto me. Correct me, my Abba. I don't want some man standing before me shall and weak and speaking things that arouse my flesh. I want him to drive out the thing that opposes Yah from the inward parts, whereby the fire of his words will be kindled in me. That's what I want. Hallelujah. Nothing else. Well, Pastor Robert said that was, as many would say, that's the old covenant. Yah, has his age changed? Has the age of Yahweh changed? Has he changed almost 6,000 years ago till now? He has not grown one day older, one second older. He is the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. Yahshua is the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. The word of Yahweh was the same then. It was the same during Yeshua, and is even evermore the same in this hour. It has not changed, brothers and sisters. We've had ignorant men to teach us, and they did not know because they did not labor before Yah. I was reading this morning what the scripture says, you daughters of Zion, labor before Yahweh and teach. Listen, and teach your daughters, and teach your daughters, and teach the daughters how to wail, how to cry before Yahweh. And some of you flatheads and wicked ones, you don't have a desire or passion for scripture. He said, teach your daughters how to wail. You taught them how to be rebellious and hellish, but you have not taught them how to wail before Yah. He says, labor, mothers, before Yah, and teach the daughters how to wail. Teach them how to cry out. Teach them how to see. Teach them how to yearn from their inward parts. Some of you all sit here, dead is dead. I'm a lively man. Hallelujah. Everything I do is lively. Even when I reprove is lively. Sure it is. Hallelujah. Well, that's not relevant for us. It is for me. Scripture says in 1 Peter, in Kepha, 1 Peter chapter 1. I like this. He gives us the assurance of our benefit through Yahshua. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 1. It says, Shimon, Shimon, Kepha, Simon Peter, an apostle, Salahach, an apostle of Yahshua HaMashiach, he says to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Gulut, and Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia. He's all of the house of Israel. He gives us assurance in verse 2. He tells me, elect, chosen, picked, according to your grandmother's prayer. According to who? The foreknowledge of Yahweh, our what? Our Abba. You were not elected by the prayers of your grandmother, by the prayers of your aunt, or the prayers of your daddy. He said, did he not preference first elect? You were elect according to the foreknowledge of Yahweh, our Abba, through the set apartness or the sanctification of the Ruah. And that's what the Ruah does. It sanctifies. It sets us apart. Listen. To the obedience. All the Yah command will we do. And will we obey. To the obedience. And the sprinkling of the dumb of Yahshua HaMashiach. Has it changed since Moshe sprinkled the blood? He said, by the sprinkling, hallelujah, for the blood, the Nazar has been sprinkled. By the sprinkling of the blood of Yahshua HaMashiach, favor to you and shalom be multiplied. The favor of Yah to you. And the shalom of Yah be multiplied in you. Because it is the sprinkling of atonement. It is the sprinkling of the blood. Yah has not changed. Hallelujah. So he brings us this day of atonement, and the blood of HaMashiach is sprinkled upon the house of Israel. Elect according to the foreknowledge of Yah. Ordained for the purpose of Yah, that he brings us to this day, that the dam of Yahshua is sprinkled upon the house of Israel. Don't you understand? It's sprinkled there in Russia. It's sprinkled there in China. It is sprinkled from the throne of Almighty, from the altar of Yahweh. The blood sprinkling has not changed. We just don't need the bullocks and the asses and the goats and the pigeon offerings. We need the blood offering of HaMashiach, the sprinkling of that blood. Yahweh has not changed. Still takes the blood. Do you hear me? I don't care what this mystified pagan world says. The acts of pagan. He has taken the foolish things of this world that seems crazy. And he confounds the theologians and the intelligentsia of the world. It seems stupid for Moshe to sprinkle that blood. But it was the atonement. It was the kafar. It covered them, their sins. It covered their sickness. It covered their degenerate minds and their vile practices. It was that when Yah saw the blood, he said, they're covered. And he has elected you to cover you by the dam of Yahshua. He's not covering you with Cadillacs and cars, Escalades, and any kind of vehicle you think is fine, or Navigators or nothing. It is the dam. Hallelujah. It is the sprinkling of the high Kohen. Yahshua out of the order of Melchizedek. He takes the hyssop and he sprinkles us today. He sprinkles us and covers us. That's why we should celebrate it with gladness. Hallelujah. We need to celebrate it. The gladness. Yah has not changed. Let no one kid us, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. If I go away from this truth, run. Flee and save yourself. I don't want to preach like this and I become a castaway. Hallelujah. I don't judge myself by some other standard. I judge myself by the standard of the word. I judge myself by what is spoken from this roster. I judge myself that way. Hallelujah. It is the word of Yahweh, Yahshua. It is that living word that judged me. It judged you. Hallelujah. So the sprinkling of the blood. That's why Yahweh says you labor on this day and you take it to be counterfeit, that the dam of Yahshua has no relevance. Hallelujah. For this day he sprinkles the house. That's why he says, come into Jerusalem. That's why this was the time of the year that all men had to go to Jerusalem. Why may not have been able to go, but all men had to go. All boys that were 13, they had to go into Jerusalem. They had to go for this great activity. Why? Because it was a time of the year where everyone brought their offering into the bite of Almighty Yahweh. And it was an offering gave, given unto him with pure purpose, because they had labored for weeks and months to get there. They had finished up the harvest, and they were getting close to that time, and they had to stand before the Kohen that the blood may be sprinkled upon them. And they went for their atonement. They knew how miserable and how dismal their lives were, what kind of sin they had done, but they knew that the act of that faith and the walk of faith, that Yah would purge and cleanse them, that he would be their Yashak, and he would save them from their own demise and their own destruction. And for us to take that lightly, we are less than a damnable fool. You can find you someone to preach according to your liking. I will not do it. I will not. I declare unto you the counsel that will save you, that will make you free, that will deliver you from bondage. This word is pure, every word of it. Every word of it is right. Hallelujah. Folks will be a mess there in Charlotte. They're trying to sprinkle some blood today. It'd be hard to get a cow when everybody's trying to get a red heifer. It had to be a certain kind of a heifer, too. It had to be a red heifer. Couldn't be a black heifer or a white heifer. It had to be a red heifer. And a heifer is one that hasn't had no bull in it. It had to produce a calf. It had to be a red heifer. It had to be a red heifer. Hallelujah. You're not going to find too many red heifers. And it wouldn't cover the house, would it? But the dam of Yeshua covers the house. That's all right. Hallelujah. Don't have to go before the Kohen to be sprinkled again. We're sprinkled. Hallelujah. Before the high and the most high priest. Here we are. I would ask you all a question. I would read this in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 23. Now, see, speaking to you when I read this, does this speak to you? It speaks to me. He's speaking to me right here. Shaul is speaking to me. Ibrahim, Hebrews 12, 23. I hope this is making sense. It is to me. Shaul speaks here in Ibrahim 12, 23. He says to the general assembly, I'm a part of the general assembly, the called out of Yah, and congregation of the firstborn, birth by the Ruah of Omar Yahweh. I am a part of the congregation of the firstborn, which are written in the Shema'am. Is your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life? Mine is. So he's talking to me right here. Shaul's talking to me right here. Because I'm a Hebrew Israelite. Name written in Hashemayim. He says, unto Yahweh the Jav, the Shafet, the Judge, a psalm now, of all. And to the Spirit, the Ruah, the Ruahim, a Sadiq, a man made complete, made perfect. That the power of Torah is a serious order in them, and they delight in that. Verse 24, he says, and to Yahshua, I like that name. That's his name. He is the Yahshak of Yah. He said, and to Yahshua, the mediator. Glad to have a mediator. Glad to have one to stand for me before the Shofet. Yahweh is the judge, isn't he? My, but there's one that stands before him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Not my filthy righteousness that is worth the minister rag of a woman. But he says the he addresses to Yahshua the mediator of the Brit Shadasa, the covenant of birth and life, and to the blood of sprinkling that speak a better thing than what Abel spoke. And so the sprinkling of this blood today, it speak better than the sprinkling of the goats of heifers and asses. For this is the blood of Yahweh that sprinkled upon the house of Israel. Oh, this blood speaks better. Oh, yes. This blood speaks life. The sprinkling of this blood with the blood of Yahshua, the dam of Yahshua. Don't you want to sprinkle me, Yah? Sprinkle me. Sprinkle me. For it speaks a better thing. Hallelujah. For I know that I'm not under the yoke of that sin. Don't have to go back. Hallelujah. The priest continuously offer up the blood offerings that could not internally cleanse them from sin. But it's the sprinkling of this blood. Hallelujah. It is the torment of this dam. Hallelujah. It is the washing in this blood. Hallelujah. Not only does it wash your body, but it wash your mind. Wash your ruah. It wash your inner parts. It wash your lev. It wash your desire. It cleanses you. It is the power of the sprinkling of this blood. Hallelujah. It speaks better than the sprinkling of the blood of Moshe. It speaks of a better thing. It speaks of a complete covenant with Israel. Hallelujah. Speak to me, blood. Hallelujah. Let the blood, the dam of Yahshua, speak unto me. Sprinkle it upon me, Yahweh, and let it speak unto me. It speaks of better things. Things to come. And things that we have today. Hallelujah. And he says to us, see that you refuse him not that speaks. He's talking about Yahweh, he speaks. For if they escape not who refuse him that spoke on earth, Yahshua spoke on earth. I speak to you from an earthly plane today, don't I? Come on, brothers and sisters. I started the beginning. We live by every word that comes from Yah. I read unto us in the book of Wayira that Yah spoke unto Moshe. You may refuse what I say today, but I'm warning you, but much more shall you not escape if you turn away from him that spoke from Hashemayim. And so Yahweh spoke it. It is not David, but Yahweh spoke it from his heavens. And if you refuse to obey what he say, you're not going to escape. You can pacify. You can teach yourself. I think you're going to escape. You're not going to escape. You may escape my words, but what he said, it is written. It is spoken, and you shall not escape. You're not going to escape. You can escape my verbiage. You can leave or you can run out of here. But he has spoken it. He has spoken it. He said, this is the way it should be. It's going to be that way. You're not going to escape. You're not going to escape. No saying you can run, but you cannot hide. He looks high and he looks low. There's nothing that is not naked before Yahweh. So if you refuse me today, that's all right. But if you refuse him, that speaks from Hashemiah. You shall not escape. You shall not escape. For if a man does serve, I'll work on that day and labor. And forget my brits, my covenant of life, Shadasa, with Israel. He shall be destroyed. And if you think you're not going to be destroyed, you're deceiving yourself. The word of Yah has not changed. It is a pure word. It is alive today as it was 6,000 years ago, nearly. And it will be alive tomorrow as it was in the beginning. From the beginning was spoken and it created life. And when the word of Yahweh is spoken to you, it creates a life. What he has written in you, it brings life to not your will, but what he has placed in the level of Israel. I have been as ignorant as any man. I have. But when the light of truth shines, you don't turn away from it. You don't abandon that. You abandon your ways and your traditions. And you hear what Yah says. You're trying to establish something. I'm establishing truth. Nothing else. Not trying to establish some doctrine, but truth. And truth is the discipline of our lives. And that's what doctrine is. It disciplines us to walk in a certain fashion. Everything has a doctrine. The military has a doctrine, a code of order. And you must follow it precisely. Corporations have a code. The president of the United States, if something happens to him, then the vice president takes over. Something happened to them, then the secretary of defense of state takes over. So that's an order of everything. And don't tell me that's not an order to Yahweh. That's an order to the ways of Yahweh. And he speaks that unto to Israel. Hallelujah. And even when your heart condemns you, and even when your heart doesn't witness to the power of that truth, he will cause his word to be uttered and be spoken by one that you can witness. His faith follows. You know his works. You've seen the man's life. You understand his integrity. And the word of Yahweh will have impact and power upon you. That's why we know them that labor among us. And those that are honest, they lay everything open. They don't hide nothing. They don't try to be surmising or wicked, sneaky. They do everything in open. I'm not ashamed of anything. Well, I'm ashamed of me. But what I do before Yahweh when it comes to integrity and honesty in this place, I'm not ashamed of it. Hallelujah. Because I fear him that speaks to me. I have to do it wrong, woe unto me. You see, I don't want to holler like this. You all are not perspiring like me. You understand. You don't feel the tightening of your back because of the little cramp there, the muscle. But I'm not tired yet. I'm going to finish this today. Hallelujah. His Brit Shadasa, the covenant of life, the covenant of promise, the covenant from the bosom of Yahweh, the sprinkling of the dam of Yahshua. So you're not going to escape. So did that speak only to me or did it speak to you? It spoke to all Israel. It spoke to us. It did to me. Shaul instructs us in the 10th chapter of Ibram. He teaches us here. He talks about the insufficiency of the sacrifices that were offered to take away sins, to show us the necessity of the offering of Yahshua to purge us and to cleanse us from all sins. He says in Ibram 10, chapter 10, verse 1, he says to you, the Torah having a shadow of tough things to come. See, the Torah is not done away with. The sprinkling of the blood of Moshe, it was a shadow of the great thing to come. And the great thing to come was the sprinkling of the dam of Yahshua. That's greater than the blood of the red heifers. So it's a shadow. And because it's a shadow, that doesn't mean that it's insignificant. is a shadow. Shadows not done away when the thing come. The shadow of the purpose of it is amplified even the greater. And we can see the nuances in the shadows of the things to come. And not the very image of the thing can never with those sacrifices which they offer year by year continuously make the comer thereunto perfect. They can never make them perfect. But once the sprinkling of the dam of Yeshua, it has caused us that are Israel, that our minds can be pure. To the pure, all things are pure. To us that are undefiled and unbelieving, there is nothing pure. So the shadow of the type to come, it was a pure thing for Israel. And when we see the manifestation of that power, we rejoice in every word of Yahweh. We rejoice in everything that He speaks unto us. He says, for then, would they then have ceased to be offered? If it could be, it would have been ceased to be offered. If the red heifer could do it, there were no purpose for it. But they had to come year in and year out. It is one thing about Israel. We can go before the throne of Yahweh daily, all day, every second that our mind is steadfast on Him, our thoughts on Him, where no power or sin has authority to rule. We will not transgress the Torah. We have to do it every year, offering the sacrifices. Because the worshipers once purged should have no more conscience of the awareness of sin. Is that all right? It's one thing that the dam of Yeshua does, it purges us. Oh yes, He is our kapha. He purges us, He cleanses us, He pulls that dross away from us. We have no conscience of our sins. I don't have no conscience. It does not torment with me what I did a year ago or yesterday. I have no conscience of that sin because that atonement cleansed the conscience of sin. It takes me, honey, let me tell you, I don't care what the sin has been. I don't care what a man has done. I don't care what your sin has been, daughter. I don't care which way you have gone, what way you have walked, how vile it was, how wicked, how despicable, how unclean you felt. But the power of this dharma, the power of the blood of Yeshua, it cleanses your conscience, your mind. It cleanses you of all of your sin. And there is no power of condemnation from hell. I don't care how you feel, but this dam, it purges the conscience. Hallelujah. You're not tormented. You see, they will go at the year, they will offer up their blood offerings, and yet they will leave and their conscience was still filled with the thought of that sin. I killed that man and I was wrong. I slept with his wife and I knew I should not have done that. We have slept with strange women. We have done strange religious practices. We have walked in strange ways. That's what a strange woman is. We have committed adultery. We have committed every sin, every vile act against the Torah that can be committed. But it's one thing about the dam on this kafar today, that it cleanses our conscience, and there is no guilt or no power of condemnation. That's all right by me. I've done some wicked things, and if my conscience had to bear that, I could not stand here and preach with assurance. I could not stand before you, for the weight of that burden will be so heavy, I cannot bear it, Yahweh. That's why I celebrate Yeshua. That's why I brak Yah. For it is that dam, hallelujah, that has cleansed my conscience of every evil work I've done, every vile thing I've thought, every corrupt thing that my mind was driven by. Hallelujah. That's all right. I'm so glad that you mandated us on this day to come. No labor here. That we may hear from Hashemayim. Speak unto Israel. Speak unto us. Hallelujah. You will have men today speak these little pacified messages. But I speak of the blood, the dam of Yeshua. I speak of nothing else. The hyssop. And I sprinkle the blood of Yeshua. Hallelujah. He goes on to say in verse 3, but in those sacrifices, there is a yearly reminder of sin. He has taken your sin today, brothers and sisters, and cast them away as far from you as the east is from the west. I don't know how far that is, but that's all right. I'm not burdened down. I don't have no guilt complex. Hallelujah. They were reminded yearly of their sins. For it is impossible that the dam of blood, the dam of bulls and of goats should take away the sins. It was a shadow, listen, of things to come. Even though they were faithful, they were cleansed. But it was a reminder, a year reminder. That's why they went to be reminded of their sins. You don't have to get up in the morning and be reminded of your sins. For the mercies of Yahweh were renewed when He woke you up. He called His elect by name. And He said, Dot, get up. He said, Eunice, get up. He said, James, get up. He said, Laura, get up. And My mercies shall shine upon you. Hallelujah. You may have gone to bed full of sin, angry, with hatred, and sin in your mind. But when He awakened you that morning, that was a reminder of your sins, your vile nature. That's all right by Me. I can shout hallelujah on that one. For that mediator just sprinkled the blood. The blood on your conscience. When you woke up that morning, you were fresh. And you told a Yahweh, bless you. Hallelujah. I did wrong, Yahweh, but that's all right. I brought you, Yahweh, for my conscience. They have not condemned me, Almighty Yahweh. Let Him sprinkle His blood upon your conscience. Hallelujah. Wherefore would He come, when Joshua come into the world? He says, you did not desire, but a body have you prepared for Me. He's prepared the body. He cannot make no mistakes. No imperfections in the body He prepared. Verse 6, He said, in burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin, you had no pleasure, Yahweh. He didn't have no pleasure. Hallelujah. The only pleasure He had in was the obedience. But He had no pleasure. Then said I, Yahshua, behold, I come in the volume of the book. It is written of Me to do Your will, O Yahweh. He said, I came to do the will of My Abba. Do you all hear that? He said, the book is written of Me because I'm the power of this Brit Shadas. I'm the word of Yahweh. And every word of the book, it is Me. It is written of Me because I'm the living word of Yahweh. And I come to do the will of My Abba. That's why He's written in the, He's in the volume of the book, because He is the words. He is the word of Yahweh. He came in the volume of the scroll. He is the word. Every word in here is Him. Because He is that. It was just a body prepared for Him. That's all right. The body of the bullocks could not do it. But that body could. And I'm glad about it. As old bishop would say, I'm glad about it. And I'm glad about that. Hallelujah. It leaves a sweet flavor in your mouth. Hallelujah. It makes your palate refresh. And you can taste it. All this week you'll be able to taste what you've eaten. Deacon Horn said to me, I was making the sausages other night, so I said to him, take this one and have your wife to cook it for you. And he said something to me the other day. I said to him, Brother James, we were sitting there. I said, how was that sausage? He said this, and that lets me know how well it was prepared. He said, when I ate it, you could still taste it on your taste buds. He said, I could sense it on my palate. He said, even after I went to bed, I could still taste the flavor. You see, that's what wonderful food is about. You can sense it on your taste buds. It's in your palate. You can taste it at the table of Yah. You can eat it tonight and you get up and not hungry. You can eat it in the morning and it will not spoil your belly. It will not make you sick, but it will cause you to rejoice. That's what we need the whole stay of the bread. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We need the whole stay. When you eat this bread, when you eat this part of Yahshua, Ma, you can feel Him in your hands, your arthritic hands and your knees. When you got pains, you can feel Him there, for He is the atonement of Yahweh. Hallelujah. Taste and see our power. loves you. It's for his word is tough. You're going to taste this. You're going to sense this on your palate. Hallelujah. He said, I can sense the flavors. I can sense the spices. Even in my tongue. Why? Come on, brothers and sisters. When we eat this blood of Yeshua, we drink this blood, you can sense it in your mouth. You can sense it in your body. Oh, yes, you can. For all the ingredients are right. Hallelujah. He has allowed you to tamper with the ingredients. He poured them all into that body that was prepared to be the atonement for our sins, Israel. And all the ingredients were right. You don't need to tamper with it. You don't need to change. Every word is pure. And Yahshua is every word of Yah. He is every word of Yah. He is every word. He is in Shemoth. He is in Exodus. He is in Wahira. He is in Devarim. He is in Gileana. He is in Yakohand. He is every word. He is every word of Yah. The Kohen can never offer up a sacrifice without following the stipulations of Torah. He had to do it precisely like Torah commanded him. He could not do it any other way. When the sons of Eli, Phinehas and Hophni, when they began to alter that, it brought death. You must do it Yahweh's way. Hallelujah. There's only one way. Yahweh's way. Hallelujah. A body he prepared him. Hallelujah. Yeshua did not destroy the offering. He destroyed the system of the offering. He did not destroy the dumb offering. He destroyed the way those corrupt men did it. And now he's given us a better and a more living way. Hallelujah. 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 Verse 9, then he said, Lo, I come to do your will, Yahweh. He take away the first, that he may establish the second. He did not take away the Torah. He took away the system of the offering. He took away the blood offering of the bull. I'm glad of that. We have no red heifers out here. We were a bit in trouble. And don't you know the merchandising of man? They would charge you tens of thousands for a red heifer. You pay $5,000 for a bull today. And if it's a registered bull, you pay $250,000, $500,000 for a cow. Can you imagine if man with his corruption raising red heifers? We have to offer red heifers. We will be out of the covenant relationship with Yahweh. But the body was prepared. Hallelujah. And it wasn't prepared by man, but it was prepared by Yahweh. I'm glad that we don't have to offer the blood of the red heifer. I'm glad that Yahshua tore down that way and that offering, and he established the way of Yah in the power of his body. I'm glad of that. I'm glad he tore it down. We would have no hope. You would have no promise. You have to do it the way Yahweh commanded. I'm glad he tore it down. I don't care what the Jews say. I don't care what those that think they're Hebrew Israelites, what they say. He came to destroy the first, to establish a new and living and a better way. It was a way that was renewed. Hallelujah. Where the word of Yahweh will become like fire in you. It will burn like an auger down in your soul. You will take delight that he called you Israel to come before him and offer up an offering with fire to celebrate Yahshua, to celebrate the Kephah, the atonement of Yahshua. You are to be glad. He elected you. I can't elect no one. And if you elected someone, it will only be those that you know, for whom he foreknew. For whom he foreknew. For whom he foreknew. He knew you. He knew you, Brother Charles. For whom he foreknew. He elected you. Come on back there, Brother Allen. He foreknew you. Come on, Brother Jason. I know you're a young man, but he foreknew you. Yes, Sister Jaquetta, he foreknew you. Whom he foreknew, he elected, he called to become sons and daughters of Zion. Hallelujah. See, if it was my election, it would be those that I know. I'm glad it's not my calling. I'm so glad, yeah. I'm so glad it's not my calling. Hallelujah. It's not my calling. It's not my calling. Hallelujah. It's not my calling. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He foreknew us. And he elected us. Hallelujah. Not by some grace. Not by some wicked grace. Not by some goddess grace. He foreknew you. Yahweh elected you. Not by mama's prayer, not by daddy's prayers. He foreknew you, Israel. And he brought you into Jerusalem. And he stand before you. And he speak of the dam, the blood of Yahshua. With the hyssop of the blood of Yahshua, the hyssop. Speak of the blood upon you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They cannot take away the sins. Every Kohen standing daily ministering, he's serving and offering oftentimes the same offering. Hallelujah. Which can never take away sin. Which could never. But this man, that's all right. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sin continuously, he sat down at the right hand of Yahweh. Hallelujah. He sat down beside Yahweh, waiting from then, from that point, he waiting from then on until his enemies be made his footstool. Why? Because the works are finished. There is no other sacrifice. Your tears are not the power of your sacrifice. Your crying is not that. It's the dumb of Yahshua. That's your atonement. Your tears don't atone you. Your crying doesn't atone you. It is offering by this one man. Hallelujah. That's all right. By this one man. And now he sits at the right hand of Yah, waiting for his enemies to be made his footstool. For by one offering, he has perfected continuously them that are set apart. Do you hear that, brothers and sisters? It's not by your works of righteousness, but it's according to the Sadiqah of Almighty Yahweh that he has saved us. He has washed us and he has regenerated us. He sits at the right hand by his offering. He has perfected continuously. We are perfected continuously. We that are set apart and sanctified for the purpose of Yahweh. That's why he has not changed it. He wrote something in you to keep you. He put his Torah in you, Yisrael. He put a government in you. When you get out of the way of the government, it lets you know. The Ruah is there, the command of Yah. The commander. The Ruah says you're wrong. Get in line with Torah. Hallelujah, that's what it teaches us. It doesn't make us act like monkeys. And jump up and down like crazy folks. It doesn't do that. Oh, you jump up and down. You're not going to flay yourself in like some naked hound. Falling back with your dress over your head. Nah, the Ruah does things all decent in order. The Torah is decent. It's an orderly writ unto us. And the Ruah of Yahweh does things all things decently in order. We're not children. We're adults. We're mature in the things of Yahweh. We mature daily in the things of Yahweh. We follow the things precisely. Hallelujah. So another chair, when they tell you to dress it right and cover it down, you know what it meant. You dressed it right. What that means? You look to the right. You make sure as long as you line up with the one to the right, you're in line. Cover down. Hallelujah. You knew it was 40 inches. Every step was 40 inches. And the thing would be so precise, it would be so synchronized. It was a beautiful art just to watch it. Every boot hit the ground at the same time. Be a rhythm. It'd be a song coming from the feet. Sure would be. Hearing those sounds would inspire you. We hear the sound of the shofar, the day of atonement. He has atoned Israel. Ayashat Yahshua. Hallelujah. Verse 15. And the Ruach HaKodesh also is a witness for us. For after
that he's, after that he has said before, this is the Brit, the covenant, that I will make with them after those days. He said it in the Yeremiah. Says the Master Yahweh, I will put my Torah in their levim and in their mind, and I will write them. That's all right, brothers and sisters. He has put his Torah in Israel. Let this world not fool you. He will put his Torah, his law, his Torah in their mind. And their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. See, yearly their sins were remembered. He said, because I put something in you, I remember them no more. Now, where remission or forgiveness of sin, there is no more offering for sin. Don't need no more blood offerings. For the offering is sufficient. Don't need no red heifers. Don't need no pigeons. Don't need no escape offering, no goat offering. For our sins are in, their sins are remiss. They are forgiven. For our sins are forgiven. For the sins of Israel are forgiven. Hallelujah. How do you know that? Because they were fulfilled in Yeshua. They're fulfilled in Yeshua. He says in the 9th chapter of the same book. I want to read this. Hallelujah. I'm going to finish this. I feel no ways tired. He says in the 9th chapter of Ibram 9:11. He said, but Hamoshiach ben Moshek, Yeshua, has now become the high Kohen, or the Kohen HaGadol, of 12 things to come. By eight. Now you notice that he has become the high priest of things to come, the high Kohen of things to come, alright? That's what it says, doesn't it? Things to come. So that's why this time of atonement, that this Kippah, it is a time to show us that things to come. He's become the high Kohen of things to come. By a greater and a more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this creation or this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own dam, he entered once into the Kadosh HaKadoshim, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Do you hear that? He didn't have to go and whistle you like the high Kohen. But he went in once. Come on, brothers and sisters. And by the offering of that blood, he has obtained eternal redemption for us. For if the dam of blood and goats and the ashes of red heifer sprinkle and unclean or defile, sanctify to the purifying of the flesh, if it caused them to be clean, how much more? How much more? I like this better here. How much more shall the dam of Hamashiach, who through the eternal Ruah offer himself without spot to Yahweh, purge, purify your conscience, that there is no remembrance of sin from dead works to serve, listen, to serve the living Abba, to serve Yahweh, to serve Yahweh. Yahweh seeks those to worship him. And Ruah in truth, amen. He wants us to worship him, brothers and sisters. He doesn't want us to come before him half-cocked. So he purged our dead conscience that were full of sin. See, when sin is finished, it brings forth death. There's no life in you. When you allow sin to finish, Yahshua, the dam of Yahshua, purge our conscience from the dead works of sin. That we walk in a new and a living way, a renewed and a living way. That we can truly worship Yahweh. And for this cause, he is the mediator of the Brit Shadasa, that by the means of his death, for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the first Brit, so that those who are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. I am called and I am elect. I shall receive my eternal inheritance. It didn't come by bullocks and goats. But it comes by the redemption power of Almighty Yahweh in the body of clay in Yeshua. We have redemption and eternal inheritance. It is not something that is for a period of time. It is eternal. It is limitless. It is without time, brothers and sisters. Don't sell ourselves for some of the trickers of this lifetime. These things pass away. Yahweh is eternal. His kingdom is eternal. Hallelujah. And he tells us here in verse 16, for where there is a testament is, there must also of necessity be the death of the testator. I bless y'all for the death of Yahshua. That's why his death means nothing unless the life was the true testimony of Yahweh. For a testament, a brit, is of force after men are dead. Otherwise, it is of no strength while he lives. You see, even the red heifer was of no strength until it was dead and the blood sprinkled. And so the testimony of Yahweh is of no power unless Yahshua died. And he had to die. The heifer had to die. The goat. The blood had to be sprinkled. Sure it had to. For the testimony was a sure thing that Yah commanded us to do it. And we do with all faithfulness and obedience. Whereupon neither the first brit covenant was dedicated without blood. It could not have been dedicated without blood. So in this covenant, this renewed brit of Yah, it cannot be dedicated, it cannot be made solid without the blood of Yahshua. For when Moshe had spoken every commandment, every precept to all the people according to the what? According to the Torah. Yahshua did not come to destroy the Torah. According to the Torah, he took the dam, the blood of calves and of goats with water and scarlet wool and hyssop. And he sprinkled both the book, the scroll, and some of the people. The book is sprinkled. For Yahshua said, behold, I come in the volume of the book. For every word is Yahshua, and it is written of me. And without the blood of Yahshua sprinkled upon the book, it is of no power and of no effect, none whatsoever. But because of that blood, because it has been sprinkled upon the scroll, we have the effectual working of the power of Yahweh in us. How do I know? Because my conscience is purged from the condemnation of sin in all of my vile ways. I don't remember what I did a year ago. I don't remember what I did 6 months ago, or 6 weeks ago, or 6 days ago, or 6 hours ago. For the conscience is purged. The blood of heifers and goats could not purge it. But this man, his blood for once purged us. Purged our conscience of the guilt power that Satan could use to condemn us and have the power of the fear of death over us. But to us now, the fear of death has no strength, because we have no fear of death. For me to live is Yahshua HaMashiach. And for me to die is the gain of the presence of my Abba. Precious in the sight of Yah is the death of his Kiddushim. So death has no stronghold over us. Death has no torment to us. Death has no ruling authority in our lives. Because our conscience are clear. And our conscience are made at ease from the power of sin. That's all right. Whatever you've done, it's all right. Yahshua says, I've covered it. And the sprinkling of the blood is sufficient. No, Dave Roberts can't do it, neither can you. But he said, I can. The sprinkling. The sprinkling of that blood. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to close with a few more verses. Here in the book of Romans, Romans 3, verse 21. Yeshua talks about the power of this, the mercies of Yahweh, and what strength we have through the faith of the Tzaddikah, of the righteousness of Yahshua. And yet in all of this, he's letting the house of Israel know that the Torah has not been done away with. He says in Romans chapter 3, verse 21, he says, but now the Tzaddikah of Yahweh apart, the Torah is manifest, being witnessed by the Torah and the Nabis. Now he's talking about the faith in the Torah that speaks of Yahshua, HaMashiach. You cannot receive eternal life without obeying that internal Torah that Yah has written in us. And Yahshua is the witness of that, that he has put that truth in us, written that in us. Even the Siddiqah of Yahweh, which is by Imunah, by faith. See, that's the righteousness of Yah. We have faith in Yeshua, HaMashiach, to all and upon all them who believe. For there is no difference. For all have sinned and come short of the splendor of the Tifereth of Yahweh, being justified freely by the unmerited love and favor through the redemption that is in Yeshua HaMashiach. Our redemption is in Yeshua, whom Yahweh has set forth to be a kafah, a propitiation, through faith in His blood. Without the blood of Yeshua, we have no eternal inheritance. So the blood offering, it has not been done away. It has been complete in Yeshua. And so on this day of Atoma, the kafah of Yah, the sprinkling of the dam of Yeshua, as we gather in Jerusalem in the before Yahweh, for we know that that dam that has been sprinkled upon us, it is sufficient. It has cleansed us and washed our conscience from the guilt of all sins. I don't care what the sin has been. Hallelujah. For we are free to declare, I say, at this time, His Siddiqah, His righteousness, that He might be Siddiq and the justifier of anyone who believes on Yeshua. You must believe on Yeshua. He said He comes in the volume of the book, did He not? So every word that is in the book is Yeshua. You must believe on Yeshua. It is Yahweh that justifies us. It is not ourselves. Yahweh justifies us. Yeshua is the mediator. He makes sure that there's nothing come between us and our Abba. The enemy may try, but that atonement of Yeshua is sufficient. You got those that are in what we call Judaism. They will go today and they will spend all day. And they will think it's because of their works and their philanthropy and their wonderful deeds that that's the atonement for their sin. Not so. For without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. None whatsoever. They can cry all they want to. They can fast and beat themselves and press on their pilastery all they want to. Yah has taken that Torah from the pilastery and put it in the lap of Yisrael. I don't need to feel my arm for the pilastery because Yeshua is my arm of strength. What I know, I go to the inward parts. Something that is written cannot be defied by me. Cannot be changed by me. I may try to shut it out, but it's still the living power of Almighty Yahweh. He has put something in Yisrael. That's why He tells us, if I speak to you, you better hear what I say. I don't give a damn what the world says. I don't care what your job says. I don't care what man says. It's better to go into the kingdom missing arms, eyes, and all, than to go by hell with all arms and riches and be separated from Yah. Obey Yahweh. Hallelujah. Close here in the book of Romans. Hallelujah. Romans 5. He said, you're saved, brothers and sisters. How, Yah? Romans 5 and verse 8. But Yahweh, I love this here, commends His love, His ahava, toward us. Are you part of that us? I am. He commends His ahava toward us in that while we were yet sinners, HaMashiach died for us. We were sinners. We were wicked. Did He die for you? Did He commend His love toward us? And we were sinners? Did He die for us? He still died for us. Much more than being made Siddiq or righteous by His blood, by His dam, we shall be saved from wrath through Him. For if when we were enemies, listen now, we were enemies, were we not? We were reconciled, we were restored to Yahweh by the death of His Son. That's how we were restored. By this testament, this Brit, by His Son. Much more being reconciled, we shall be saved. We shall be saved by His life. Israel was restored even though they were wicked and sinful. We were reconciled, although we were sinners. We were the elect of Yah. Even though we were vile and wicked and ignorant, he said, that one is mine, I have elected him. We have been reconciled, restored unto Yah by Yahshua. So is this love commended unto us? Not mama's prayers. Oh, I prayed for you for years and meant nothing. We were reconciled by his own love. He wanted to show us his love. That's what Yah wants to show you. It's him. He has done the work. Not you or me. It's him. He said, even though you were sinners and enemies, I reconciled you. I brought you back. I knew you were wicked, but I still brought you back. Because you're my love. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're saved by the life of Yahshua. And not only so, but we also boast in Yahweh through now, through our Savior, Yahshua HaMashiach, by whom we have now received the atonement, the kafar. It's by Yahshua this day you have now received the atonement, the kafar. You're covered. Covered by the blood. Covered in the cloak of Sadiqa, the righteousness of Yah. It is by Yahshua today, this day, not by the bullocks and the asses. It's by Yahshua today you receive your atonement. Receive the atonement of Almighty Yahweh. Receive his atonement. There's a saying in the Arabic that is spoken among the Arabics that they will say, Zu'at li kafa, the atonement, the atonement, the atonement. Zu'at li kafa, Zu'at li kafa. Yahshua, Zu'at li kafa, for he is my atonement. Receive the atonement of his truth. May Yahweh strengthen you. May he cause his son, Yahshua, to shine richly upon us. May the light of his truth fill your love. That you rejoice greatly. I do rejoice. I told Yah for his time of festivity that are coming as we draw near unto Sukkoth. We're going to be busy for the next 2 days. And Wednesday, we began to enjoy the wonderful rest of fellowship and wonderful activities that Yah will grant unto us to be a part of. As there will be some coming from different places to be with us. We bless Yah for that. I know there are those that say they're coming, they may not make it, and we understand that. But there are those that will be here to be a part of the great fellowship, and I look forward to that. Beginning on Wednesday evening, we will have a wonderful service, and all during the week until the following Thursday, the last great day, we shall celebrate. And the first day and the last day, they are Shabbat, Shabbatons. They are days of rest. Yah means what he says. Can I show you how serious he is? He tells his appointed unto all men once they die, doesn't he? Is that in the word? So is that when he said, we do not honor this time. You reject Yahshua. You reject that atonement. We're fools. And that is what this time is for. It's a memorial, a reminder of the beauty of Yahshua. That we celebrate him. We celebrate birthdays, Martin Luther King days, President days, Pagan days, Glutton days, Drunken days, Super Bowls. The whole world just about watched the Super Bowl. Close to 1 billion people watched the Super Bowl. Probably 1.2 billion people. They watched the Super Bowl. Christmas is celebrated in every nation. When it comes to Yahweh, his memorial, his mikrah, and this is a mikrah, it is a convocation that we set our minds away from the world. I say often to brothers when we're here doing the feast days, I'm thinking the whole world is that. I have a sense that the whole world is quiet that day. But I know that the world is robust. We just don't go out, so we have no sense. But to me, I'm thinking that the whole world understands the beauty of this time. In the kingdom age, we're going to keep the feast of Yah. It's a time of celebratory events that we celebrate our fellowship. That men, that's why the scripture says, behold, how tough and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Because Sukkoth was a time of unity. And all Israel, they had no certain dwelling places. They would come, set up a place, and they would celebrate the offerings unto Yah in this great time, in this great season. It is a valid time. It's important. I was not trained with this knowledge. And Yah just spoke these things by His word unto me. Studying, not books. I don't have no books. I don't mind reading what other men say. I'm not arrogant, but I had no books. No books. Few dictionaries, that's all I need. I'll just get in the book. And if I'm a son of Yah, then His riches, He's going to open up to me, right? Does not health and wealth come from Yah? Does not the word create health in us? Is it not a tremendous wealth unto us? So He gives that to His servants. Yahshua, before He ascended, He descended, He gave gifts unto men to declare the strength of Yahweh in the house of Israel. And I'm not here for no monies. I don't care about no monies. I don't. Hallelujah. That means nothing to me. There are people send offerings here and they say, Pastor Robert, use it. Whatever way, use it. What they're trying to say. And they put there my name. I'm just as faithful as the brothers when the offerings come as they are. That week I could spend $1,500, $2,000 because that's what the kind of offerings come in. I don't do that. I've never done that. I don't care what no one has said. I've never done that with the people. I've never abused the monies. Well, you drive that car. There was a 99. Yeah, I drive that because when I need to go, they're not. When people need someone to preach, although these brothers are preaching, they receive them because I send them. That's why. We receive them because I send the brothers. And so when I go somewhere, I want to be able to get there. Hallelujah. I wouldn't spend no $30,000 for no car. I wouldn't buy a used one. I wouldn't buy a new car. Hallelujah. That for no more than I'll drive that where we need to go. That'll get me there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so I have not been abusive. I can say with all integrity and all honesty, I've not closed the books on my brothers. I've not hidden the finances. I've not done that. Hallelujah. I don't mind telling them what we've had and what we've spent. I don't mind that. And they know I tell them. I don't hide nothing. I don't hide one thing. Hallelujah. Tell them what we spent. Tell them what we got. Spent that. 10,000 here, 15,000 there, 5,000 there. Sure I do. Hallelujah. Had to give out 3,000. We gave out this one 100, that one 100, that one 125. Come on. Everything is shared among us. You all know that. I'm happy today. I am. May Yah bless you all today. May He strengthen you all. You that are listening by the live stream, one, for the house will be packed by the live stream. I heard from a sister down there in New Orleans, Sister Velma. She writes, and the family there in California, brother, and help me, Yah, their names. I know their name. They're in Modesto, California. They listen all the time. Bless you all. And family there in Chicago. We have people listening from all over. They really do, brothers and sisters. It surprised me, the people who listen. There was someone wrote me from Concord asking me, do I have anyone in that area? I said, you're only an hour, 15 minutes, 10 minutes, 15, 20 minutes away. Just come on out, Highway 601, you straight here. Or listen to us on the live broadcast. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So there are people listening all over the world. They listen all over the world. They listen. They listen. They may not understand. A brother wrote me from the Philippines. There was some Filipina. What was that country? I believe it was the Philippines somewhere. And the way the brother wrote this letter, his knowledge of truth. I wrote him back. I said, brother, you know it's amazing because people in this country don't think brothers like you have the ability or the knowledge or the direction of truth like you have. I marvel at what he said in the letter. It was simple, but it was so precise. Such a wise letter. Seed of Israel scattered. Yah's going to bring them to Jerusalem. The new Jerusalem. and there shall we be. May Yah barak you. We will have a little gathering this afternoon in the dining hall. Come on, Brother Patrick. Isn't that all right? That's all right by me. He said he will cause men to give unto our bosom. Come on, y'all. Come on, sing my song. You all know what it is. We get back to our old song. But I like this one. May Yah barak you all that are listening, wherever you're listening from. We heard from Brother Jerry. He sent, I love you, Brother Jerry, if you're listening. He sent a, what is that thing that, not the coffee, but what? What was that, Elder Wyman? Espresso. I don't know who drinks that here. I mean, it's one of those high dollar ones. We don't need no espresso. I don't know who drinks that. Who drinks that? Who like espresso, that thick coffee and all that? But he sent one. It's a real nice one. I mean, it's a real nice one. This one is nice. You got to register this thing on to the company. It's nice. Hadn't heard from them in a long time. May Yah strengthen you all. I wish I could think of my family there in Modesto, California. Very kind, the offerings, the tender kindness toward this work. I know your name, brother and sister. We bless you all, you whoever you're listening. This song is for all you all that are listening and join us today. May Yah barak you all today. Hallelujah.
Through and through.
Stand to our feet. May the strength of Yahweh rest upon Israel. As we do barak you this day, Almighty Yahweh, for the promises and the tikvah we have in Yeshua today, for the simplicity of your truth, we're glad that you spoke to me today. I shall esteem you and worship you. I told you for all things, for all of your faithfulness and your kindness, your truth toward us all. Yeah, I want to bless you for all the brothers, especially the ones here that have been so faithful, Yah, given their kindness. I bless you for them, Yah. Bless them all. The sisters, the labor, the faithfulness, the kindness. Those that are listening in, those that send the offerings, their kind gifts, Yahweh. Man like Brother Jerome James there in Dallas, Texas. The tremendous offerings, Yahweh. Very quiet. Never writes, never says anything. Write him all the time, Yahweh. He's a quiet man. Bless him, I pray. All those that send their gifts, Yahweh. Brother Paul Nissan, all of them, Yahweh. You know them all. We told you for the victory in Yeshua. Bless us this day as we rejoice in this Kippur, this Kafas, this Kafar you have given unto us as atonement. For we celebrate Yeshua and the blood offering. We have faith and confidence in that blood. And all Israel cried, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.